The math is pretty simple, says Mark Wolf with the National Energy Assistance Directors Association.
At this point, both the House and Senate bills both call for a cut of about $1 billion.
He adds, President Obama's budget calls for a greater reduction than that. Wolf estimates a $1 billion cut would mean about 2 million people around the country would go without fuel assistance this year. The reduction would come at a time when the price of home heating oil is up 80 cents a gallon more than a year ago. Joanne Morin runs the energy assistance program in New Hampshire. Morin says her office could end up serving 5,000 to 10,000 fewer families.
There's a lot of strain on households and families in New Hampshire right now. It's important to serve as many people and to give them as much help as we possibly can.
Abby, come here.
80-year-old Jean McElligott, her husband John, and their dog Abby live in a simple five-room ranch in Nashua. They've been notified, given the likely cuts. Their monthly income of $2,696 is a few hundred too much to get help this year. The problem for the McElligotts is...
John Hancock is $107 for
him. Electric is $74.76.
The house insurance, which is $105.60.
My dog has to have a special medicine.
Everything is up, except the pension money they live on. Jean says friends have suggested one way to cut back.
People say to me, why do you keep the dog? Well, you have a dog for 9 years and you love her.
As for John McElligott, the World War II Navy veteran never figured he'd spend these years considering whether to keep the family pet.
No, I expected buddies from the Navy would be able to help all the other veterans.
Instead of helping other servicemen, the 88-year-old McElligott finds himself wondering about snowstorms and whether he can afford to fix his roof come spring. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.